With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Adele Loisel. This could eventually help end some of the shutdowns at the Windsor Assembly Plant. Canada, the U.S., and Mexico have pledged to invest more in the manufacture of semiconductors. It could improve the supply chain and end the global shortage of those. Officials met at the first North American Semiconductor Conference last week in Washington, D.C. A 49-year-old man faces charges like robbery with threats of violence and possession of a prohibited gun after a bank robbery in Windsor. That was 2 weeks ago at a bank on Tecumseh Road East near Walker Road. Police picked him up on Tuesday night on Marinette Avenue. Police also found some cocaine, fentanyl, brass knuckles, and a couple of knives during a traffic stop. An officer spotted a motorcycle with no plate, discovered it was stolen, and charged a 43-year-old man. A local agency that advocates for young abuse victims is getting more than $85,000 to support children waiting for victim support services. That's the Windsor Essex Child Youth Advocacy Center. The funding is for coping kits and remote monitoring while they wait. Volunteers are needed to clean strawberries ahead of LaSalle Strawberry Festival. They have 300 flats to clean. They'll be doing that next Wednesday night at the Events Center at LaSalle Landing. High school kids can use it to earn community service hours for their graduation. The LaSalle Strawberry Festival runs from June 8th to the 11th. Special Rapporteur David Johnston is urging the federal government to address foreign interference before the next election. He told the Toronto Star the time to act is now. His report earlier this week called for a new foreign influence registry, changes to the criminal code to explicitly outlaw foreign interference, and the disclosure of classified intelligence. His final report is due in October. Canada is normalizing diplomatic relations with Saudi Arabia. You might remember 5 years ago those were cut off when Canada criticized the imprisonment of women's rights activists there. The Canadian press says the embassies never closed, but both countries are appointing ambassadors now. And the woman they call the Queen of Rock and Roll has died. That's Tina Turner. Global News says she died at her home in Switzerland after a long illness. She was 83. Her career started in the 1950s. The Tigers beat the Royals 6-4, while the Jays lost to the Rays 7-3 last night. The Panthers are going to the Stanley Cup Final after beating Carolina 4-3 in Game 4. We'll get sun and cloud this morning, then sunshine this afternoon. We'll get up to 18 degrees today. Clear tonight and down to 5 overnight. Sunny, 21 tomorrow, and it looks sunny all weekend too. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.